Okay, this is Sunday morning, 11:24. This is another Prophet's Corner. It's called Peace and Safety. Let's turn to 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Starting with verse 1 there. But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety. This is what when I was doing this, I had a picture of the word Danny had about the so-called aliens coming to help the people, to rescue them. Oh, we bring peace, goodwill. Peace and safety, and then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are the children of the light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of the darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober, for they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for a helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you, and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you, to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly. Comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good among yourselves, and to all men rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil. The very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit, soul, and body be preserved blameless until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it. All right. It's all part of Satan's illusion. It has caused my people to be blinded by confusion. Light and dark will never be a union. Light will take over the dark in the end. It is the time of the end. Not eternity, but the earth lease has run out. There will no longer be time as you know it. Light is more powerful than darkness. No reason to be afraid, but stay in the light. The light will expose the darkness. The light will clear away all Satan's deception. As I spoke many years ago to my servant, Charles Capps, this path of light is very narrow. Broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many or be few that find it. Everyone must choose their own path. They, those on the broad path, have chosen to be there. They have had the same opportunity as you to move into the light. This is John 3:19. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world and men love darkness rather than the light because their deeds were evil. The evil one has sought to confuse even the elect if possible. They mimic my coming with their trickery. I will not be mocked. His day is done, and he has already been overcome. Peace and safety is their claim, but it is just all part of their illusion. They only have one goal in mind, steal, kill, destroy. Even those that have followed me for years have succumbed to this illusion. The agenda of the enemy is to steal the word. He has already been stripped of any power he had. My kingdom is coming, and so am I. My will be done in earth as in heaven. Let's look at 1 Thessalonians 5:3 right here. I just said that to you. For when they shall say peace and safety, oh, the med beds have come. Oh, finally. I want to be the first one on board. I've heard people say that. Makes me cringe. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Peace here means to join with or have prosperity. The Antichrist agenda is a pretender. See, safety means security. They're going to take us to a new planet. Not realizing we're in a enclosed system. We're in a big terrarium here. The Galactic Federation is what they call themselves. They are demons presenting themselves as an angel of light. Make no mistake about it. Admiral Byrd met with their leader. They amassed their existence under the ice. Now the cat is out of the bag. They've been hiding what's over there for a long time. I figure however they figured it out, but sometime during the flood, that's where they ended up. All right, 2 Thessalonians, and that tells me that maybe we really are where all this really transpired. Some people believe that, and they've got compelling proof that Israel over there is not Israel over there. It's over here in the Americas. Why does God love this America? Is it Israel land? Well, it all is, but you know, like, that's something we'll find out, right? I'm not saying anything conclusive because I don't know. 2 Thessalonians 2. Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit nor by word nor by letter as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day should not come except there come a falling away first, and the man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposes and exalteth himself above all that is called God or that is worshipped, so that he, as God, sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Hasn't he been ruling and reigning long enough? Remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things? Now ye know what withholdeth, that he might be revealed in his time. For the mystery of iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will it to be taken out of the way. What's going to be taken out of the way? Antarctica is being uncovered. And all their secrets and all that they've done to this earth for all these many years, the manipulation and control, all hidden in plain sight, away from us, so we didn't know the truth. And then shall the wicked be revealed. I even heard Wanda Saban make a statement a few months back that all the alien problems we've had, they come from Antarctica. That's where you look to. There it is. That's where they've been hiding. Oh, Lord, help us. And then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. You know, I don't know how many years ago I did the full disclosure series, which it means, Revelation means disclosure, full disclosure. Not realizing all the implications of all of that, you know, because I didn't know near what I know now. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness of them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And for this cause God shall send them strong delusions, they should believe a lie. In other words, they're being tricked with their own trickery. I mean, people are waking up using the same method that they used to put us asleep. But we are bound to give you thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because God hath from the beginning chosen you to salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel to the obtaining of the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or by epistle. In other words, don't let go of the word. Don't buy in to Satan's narratives. Don't be deceived. Therefore, brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or our epistle. Now, our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope, through grace comfort your hearts and establish you in every good word and work. Is this the hidden mystery of the world? It has now been removed and revealed for what it really is. The beast. That system where it's generated from. All after the working of Satan, right here in the Strong's, working means one of the words used in this operation is working. All after the working of Satan. NASA, the cohort, it's been one big scam. It's just been Satan's illusion. Don't think for a minute, this is what the Lord said lastly, don't think for a minute that my CIC doesn't know all about them and has been caught. They have been caught in their trap. He keeps his friends close, but his enemies closer. So the Lord's saying, don't think for a minute that this escaped my president. He knows, and he's like somebody likened him as to the Godfather, where the young Michael, when he became the Godfather, a man tried to have him killed. And instead of having all his goons go over there and kill him, he befriended the guy and got to know him and got around him and everything, and he ended up killing him, but he did it his way. That's what Trump does. That's what he does. That's the plan he's been working all along. You'll think, why is he associated with them? Keeping his enemies closer. All the rallies, he's been playing that song, Newsom Dharma, at the end, that's in the Sum of All Fears, about when the deep state's being taken out, the cars are blowing up, and all this stuff. Even before he went out of office, one of his last rallies before the scam election, he played that. The Godfather's at work. And he knows the plan, and God's given him the plan, and we have to trust the plan. All right.